多谢主俾我哋有机会嚟到佢嘅面前。
Thanks be to the Lord that He gives us another opportunity to come before His presence.
我哋打开我哋嘅圣经，我哋读一节嘅圣经吓。
Let's open our Bibles, and we're going to read one passage from the Bible, one verse from the Bible.
我今朝早嘅想同弟兄姊妹交通嘅呢一个题目，仍然系神嘅仆人摩西，佢喺神嘅家尽忠。
This is the topic for our sharing this morning. That focuses on the servant of God Moses, but the theme is.That he is faithful in all my house.
我哋打开希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
希伯来书第三章第五节。
Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 5.
我哋一起读好吗？
Let's read it together, shall we?
Now
Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken of later.
好，摩西为仆人在神的全家诚言尽忠。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.
本来有好多嘅经文我哋要读嘅。
I have actually considered other scriptural passages for us to read.
但因为嗰啲好太长啦，我惊住弟兄姊妹一下就唔记得咗啊。
But there are long passages, and so I was afraid that we would read it and then forget.
而且咧，我个题目咧就系喺呢一节嘅圣经嘅里边。
And besides, the theme of today's sharing is squarely on this phrase.
摩西为仆人，佢做仆人嘅。在神的全家诚言尽忠。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant. So Moses was a servant.
相信弟兄姊妹，即系咁简单嘅一句，应该好容易记得吓。
So I'm sure that we'll be able to remember, at least keep in mind this very simple phrase.
咁我一阵间会再问翻测考过你哋试，睇下记唔记得噶吓。
Just to let you know, I'm going to test you on this later to make sure that you remember.
再读多一次好唔好啊
？So let's read it together, shall we?
第五节
，Verse 5. Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
我哋低头祈祷。
All right, let's come together, bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我哋感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为你爱我哋。
Because you loved us.
你拯救我哋。
You saved us.
将我哋摆喺一个非常之荣耀又高处嘅地位嘅上。
And you have now placed us on a very high and glorious place.
并且你要用着呢班本来系非常冇用嘅人。
And you will now utilize or use.Us, this group of people who were without use.
但是加上了你自己的祝福和恩典，叫我们可以起来服侍你。
But now, equipped with your grace and your mercy, we're able to arise.
求主将一个服侍的灵赏赐给我们。
So may you grant to us the heart of service.
叫我们在你的面前不单只是听到，并且我们起来。
So that not only are we here to hear your words, but that we would be inspired to move forward, to go up and serve.
样在你的全家诚言尽忠
So that we can mimic Moses that he was found faithful to be in your house as a servant. We pray in the Lord's precious name.
Amen. 好，呢个系我嘅题目，但系我哋今朝早咧就用三点同弟兄姊妹交通嘅。
So that's my theme of this morning sharing, but there are three points to that.
第一点咧系讲到摩西嘅大公无私。
The first point is we're going to look at Moses and his selflessness.
第二点系佢完全嘅信服。
And the second point is to see how he was completely obedient.
第三点是以父的事为念。
And number three is to see how he was totally occupied with his father's business.
从刚才我读的圣经里面，我们看见 摩西他的身份是一个作仆人。
So we see the status that Moses has in the Bible verse that we just read, that he was a servant.
那他在哪里尽忠呢?
So where did he
serve?
Where did he serve?
在以色列人的当中。
He served amongst Israelites.
在神的家中来服侍。
He served in the household of God.
那他用什么来服侍呢?
Well,
怎样服侍呢?
How did he serve? Or by what did he serve?
在他的成熟的生命里头，藉着这样来服侍神。
He served God based on the maturity of his spiritual life.
我们用了很多的年日，不是年日，很多的时间，很多次的交通，将摩西他一生的为人和经历交通过的。
Now we spend many a times sharing on the person and the development of Moses.
同时呢，就指出了神。
What it really points out is the fact that God wants to procure each one of us for himself. That we might become a testimony for him. To testify to all that is of Christ.
那我们也用很多次来讲了在摩西的身上我们
And we've shared on many lessons that we've learned from the person of Moses.
我们知道当我们说要见证神的时候,
when we know that when we say we want to be a testimony for God,
不是因为神不可以见证他自己,
it's not that God is helpless, that he cannot testify for himself.
而是呢, 这个是他作工的一个原则来的。
But rather, this is a principle by which he works.
那个原则就是说要在地上找到有人，有一个合他心意的人。
The principle by which he works is that he desires to find an individual here on earth who satisfies God's heart.
然后用着这个人在他的身上来显出
And then to allow that individual to display and testify to all the works that God desires to accomplish.
所以我们今天要认识的就是要做一个合神心意的人。
So what we're learning to do is how to become someone who satisfies God's heart.
好叫我们能够成为神的见证人，亦都怎样能够见证到他出来。
Then we will be able to qualify to be one who can testify for God and who will be a testimony for God.
怎样才能成为合他的心意的人呢?
So what does that mean to satisfy his heart?
怎样才能可以说被神来用呢?
How can we then be used by God?
就是简单的一句话就是说 那些肯让出自己的地位，让出自己的权力，让出自己的能力才干，而单单依靠神而活的那些人。
What it means is that we're willing to give up ourself, we give up the status, we give up our time and energy and wealth for the sake of God, so that He can be displayed in all things.
那在摩西的身上，我们就充分地看见这个意念。
And this is exactly what we find in the person of Moses.
我们说了很多次，你我都是神所拣选出来，从这个世界里面拣选出来。We've
stated this matter many a times, and that is that you and I have been chosen by God out of this world. Because of that, you and I have a responsibility to serve God.
咁我哋都承认我哋因为接受耶稣主耶稣做我哋救主嘅缘故。
Because each one of us have already accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
喺呢一点嘅上边咧，我哋已经系OK嘅。
So we've passed that point. We already understand that.
但第二个问题就系我哋呢一个人。
But the second matter comes, and that is
有冇让出我哋嘅地位，将我哋嘅能力，我哋嘅所有嘅一切嚟让神嚟作工喺我哋身上呢？
Have we given way in terms of our own steadfastness, in terms of our own determination, in terms of our own self, to allow God then to be able to work through us?
有，我年轻嘅时候，唔系几懂事。
When I was younger, I was rather foolish.
嗰時都還係血氣方剛, 十幾歲，十幾廿歲咁樣。
I was still strong-willed.
因為年輕,
because I was still young and I really didn't know much else.
雖然呢，這個身體唔係好強壯嘅一個身體，但係我心頭好高。
Even though physically speaking, just on a secular level, physically speaking, I was not the strongest. However, I was very strong-willed.
Yeah. 以為我乜都做得到嘅。
And I thought that I can do anything.
或者同埋咧，眼裏邊咧睇唔到別人。
And I did not esteem others very much.
所以，嗰陣時喺我嗰個團契嘅裏邊咧。So
I was in the fellowship group at that time.
即係個後生青年人嘅呢個group嘅。It
was a young people's group, a youth group.
有次佢哋要選啲團長啊、職員啊咁樣。And
so there was an election for group leaders.
啊，咁咧，我嗰陣時咧，自負到一個地步咧。 十個人喺度選舉，有十張票係選我嘅。And
I can very boastfully say that there were 10 ballots that were cast, and all 10 had my name written on it.
咁我係其中嘅一個啊。Of
course, I was part of that 10, right?
你明我意思嗎？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
即係我自己揀翻嘅自己啊。That
means I chose myself too.
我係一個咁樣嘅人。That's
the type of person I was.
我以為我可以做咩？
I thought I can do anything.
我以為憑我自己，我亦可以服侍神。And
I have the ability and the strength to be able to serve God.
喺我眼中好似冇咩邊樣嘢唔得嘅。There
was nothing that I didn't think that I could do.
就好似一個姊妹同我講，佢話我就唔信咧。 冇一個門檻高得過我，唔可以跨過去嘅。Just
like a sister has said, there is no hurdle that I cannot surpass.
哇，心頭係好高。Yep,
that's
志氣係好高。That
I was very prideful.
可能咧處理世上嘅事情，呢個係最好嘅。So
from a secular standpoint, that might be a good trait to have.
但係當我哋講到服侍神。 作主嘅工嘅時候，
but when we come to now talking about serving God and being a servant for God,
呢個完全係冇地位嘅。
Then the self-confidence has no place.
因為神嘅作工嘅原則，
because the principle by which God works,
原來神要作工，只有佢先至能夠作到嘅，冇人可以替佢做。
Is that God is the only one that can accomplish anything that God wants. Nobody else can be a substitute for God in accomplishing His works.
亦都冇人能夠用我哋天然嘅自己嘅能力去成就神嘅工。
And none of us, no individual can utilize their own abilities to be able to accomplish what God wants to accomplish.
所以弟兄姊妹喺呢個原則嘅底下，喺人嗰方面，喺我哋今日作為 神嘅兒女呢一方面，我哋要做嘅就係要讓出我哋嘅地位置嚟到讓神去作工。Since
that is the operating principle by which God works, we have to understand then that we have to yield ourselves to God in order for us to become a servant of God.
意思就係話人今日我哋作人要配合神。
That means that we have to cooperate or co-work with God.
唔好自以為是，自把自為。
So that you yourself are not dictating.
亦都唔能夠靠我哋自己嘅能力。
Nor should you rely solely upon your own abilities.
我哋嘅智慧。
Our own wisdom, our own intellect.
佢哋走呢條嘅路。
In order to walk this path.
結果弟兄姊妹，你知道喺我嘅經歷嘅裏邊，我知道。就後來我就焦頭爛額啦，啊
！So I came to learn this lesson for myself。
啊，呢個所以我發覺我完全以前所做嘅完全係錯誤嘅一件事情。
And I came to a realization that all those things I might have been proud of to be able to do and accomplish means nothing。
神喺摩西嘅身上邊。作同樣嘅工作，弟兄姊妹，你都睇得很清楚嘅。
And we are able to see that very principle laid out in the person of Moses.
神喺佢嘅身上邊用咗40年嘅時間嚟到鍛鍊佢。
God utilized 40 years of time in order to train him.
放喺曠野嘅裏邊。
God placed Moses in the wilderness.
使佢成為一個配合神嘅動作嘅人。
In order for him to be trained up to be someone who is suitable for God to use.
摩西係咁樣嘅活喺神嘅面前，亦都係近日神咁樣嘅嚟將佢帶到去一個完全係合神心意嘅人。
And so this is the life that Moses lived during that time, and this is how God brought him along. And to train him up to become someone who is suitable in God's eyes.
上一次我哋都提过，结果神喺佢身上边嘅评价就系呢个摩西为人极其谦和。He's humble.
So then we realized the value of Moses to God was that he became humbled.
同埋神话。我嘅仆人摩西，佢喺我嘅全家诚言尽忠。
And that he was found to be faithful in God's household.
咁佢喺边啲事情上面点样样显出佢系合乎神嘅心意呢？点样
？What can we draw from his life story to pinpoint how he was suitable for God's heart.
所以有幾樣嘅事情，我今日就逐樣咁樣同弟兄姊妹講。
So there are several points in his life that shows that. So this is what we'll go through this morning.
因為神話佢係誠言盡忠嘅。
Because it was God who called him faithful.
點樣盡忠法呢
？So how can we see that faithfulness?
第一點
，the first point，
大公無私嘅。
He was selfless.
弟兄姊妹，呢個係一個服侍神嘅人。一個最起碼嘅質素嚟嘅。
This, brothers and sisters, is the bare minimum that a servant of God must have as he lives his life.
啊，好多人都話：，一個人有兩條心都唔多啦，咁。
There is a proverb that says that even if you have two sets of hearts in a man, that is not too extravagant.
咁啊，其實咧，喺如果我哋搜索下我哋自己咧，我哋其實唔止多兩條心嘅，好多條心嘅。
But if we are true and honest about ourselves in terms of where our real how our real life is, there's more than two directions that our life goes, or two hearts.
咁大家都知道我有兩個女啊。
As brothers and sisters may know, I have two daughters.
咁啊，成日都有人問啦，咁你錫邊個多啲啊？咁
，and oftentimes, again and again, it comes up. Somebody is always destined to ask me, well, which daughter do you love more?
啊，有冇人咁問過你哋啊
？Do anyone else feel that type of question about your children?
咁有一個嗰啲，梗係冇咩正確答案啦，係嘛
？Well, if you have one child, of course, doesn't matter. But if we have two, three, four children, then that question may come up.
咁阿 Wing 咧有四個，咁我有一次問都問佢啊。
So Wing has
咁佢咧俾我一個標準嘅答案。
And I asked him one time, and he gave me a very exemplary answer.
你知唔知係咩標準答案？個個都射。
His answer was, I love them all.
係咪真嘅先？
But then the question, the follow-up question would be, Are you sure?
啊，咁你哋自己回答。
You're gonna have to answer for yourself.
人喺裏面，無論你話你係幾咁嘅公正，都係有一啲嘅私心嘅。
No matter how fair you think you are, you will play favorites to some extent, in some extent.
就係你睇集體相嘅時候，你第一個要揾嘅係你自己。
Just as we have said,If you're looking at a group picture and you're in that group picture, who is it that you would look for first when you lay eyes on that picture?
Of course,
you look for yourself first.
第二個梗係揾個太太或者係你先生。
Okay, now that you found yourself in that group picture, who's the second person you're looking for? It's probably your spouse.
哇！如果嗰幅相眨咗眼，你其他嘅人全部好 perfect 嘅，都話誒呢幅相唔好。
So when you look at the picture and you looked at yourself and you realize, oh, I have my eyes closed in that picture, then no matter how wonderful that photo is, everybody else is smiling, everything's great, you say, oh, that's a terrible picture.
是不是這
樣? Right?
都是有這樣的心思哦。
That's what we hold in our hearts.
總是有區別的。
There is a differentiation.
是不是?如果你的小孩很喜歡吃嘢嘅，哇！咁你就話食啦，食啦，食啦咁。
If you have a child that loves to eat a particular type of food, then you say, "Oh, have this, have it." Every time you have it, you give it to that child.
如果嗰個唔係你個仔女或者你個孫啊，咁你話哇咁樣食法啦，喺邊度放出嚟噶咁
？But the flip side is, if that child was not your child or not your grandchild, you will look and say.Man, how come he had so greedy that all he eats is whatever he wants.
人就係咁樣樣。
And so that's the way that we are.
所以我哋上一次呢，咪同弟兄姊妹交通過話，摩西嘅姐姐米利亞。
Remember last time we talked about Miriam.
啊。因為聖經話，因為摩西娶咗一個古實嘅女子為妻。
And so the Bible tells us about a particular event in Moses' life that he married a Cushite woman.
咁咧，佢就嚟指責毀謗摩西。
And because of that, then Miriam came and criticized Moses.
然後佢又話：，唔通神點解淨係同你講説話，唔同我哋講説話
？And then Miriam went on and then said, Is it really possible that God Jehovah would only speak through Moses? Does he not also speak through us as well?
從呢兩節嘅聖經嘅裏邊，我哋睇到米利暗係公私不分嘅。
So we see that Miriam is very
公私不分，即係唔分得清楚，邊啲係公事，邊啲係私事。
That she cannot differentiate between what is right and what is
a family matter or the other matter.
She can't differentiate what's important for the family versus what's important for the nation. For the nation?
Yeah, 都係啱，都可以。咁啊，從家事搬到去整體嗰啲嘅咁樣嘅事情，佢唔知道界線喺邊度。
So there's no boundary that she has drawn. This is a personal family matter versus something that's more expansive and that's more inclusive.
咁以至到咧事情搞到非常嘅混亂。
And because of that, it brought chaos to that particular situation.
今日弟兄姊妹好多嘅基督徒都會有呢個咁樣嘅毛病。
And so this is a flaw in many of Christians' view.
就是呢睇唔见你喺神面前嗰一个大嘅嘅图画。
And that is that we oftentimes miss seeing the overall picture.
只係睇到呢我哋呢度嘅呢一个嘅呢一个嘅范围呢一个嘅小小嘅一点。
Oftentimes our focus is on just a very small sector of our life or the entirety of the picture.
而睇唔见整体神嘅身体。
And we oftentimes don't see the benefit or see the condition of the overall body of Christ or the church.
所以呢你就会成日听见呢有我哋呢度个聚会点样点，佢哋呢个聚会又点样点点。
And that's why we often hear comparisons to say, well, our worship place is like this, or our assembly is like this, and their assembly is like that.
哇，他们有些什么问题 又出现的时候，你就说，哎呀，他们的事情，哎呀，你不要插手啊。
And when you hear rumors of issues cropping up in other brothers and sisters' midst, then we think, well, that's their problem. Make sure that it doesn't come over that church assembly, that's their God's household there, and that's their problem, and has nothing to do with us. We here in this particular
assembly. 所以咧，将神嘅家咧就分开咗一句一句。
So in doing so, and in looking at from that perspective, then now we divided the household of God into many sectors.
亦都系因为咁样样。證明我哋睇唔到神嘅教會嘅呢個真理。
And that delineates the fact that we don't see the universality of God's household.
咁啊，米利亞嗰個故事咧，我哋就上一次冇講到。米利亞後來咧就俾神懲罰，生咗呢個大麻風。
We didn't talk about the end of this particular story regarding Miriam and Aaron coming to criticize Moses, but we know that Miriam ultimately came, God struck her with leprosy.
咁呢佢就被关锁起上嚟隔离有七日嘅时间。
And so she had to be separated from the camp for 7 days.
结果呢因为佢嘅愚昧嘅缘故呢使到整个的以色列人停滞了七日的行程。
So that means that for this, because of her foolishness, it caused the entire nation of Israel to be encamped in one place for 7 days, whereas they could have been traveling through that period of time.
又因为这样的缘故叫整体都受亏损。
And because of that, that brought shame to the entire nation.
这个不是一个服侍嘅一个嘅原则嚟。
Now this certainly does not fulfill the criteria that we will want to have to be a servant.
咁然后咧，我哋又有第二件事情，我哋讲下点样喺呢啲件事情上边睇见摩西系大公无私嘅。
And so there is another incident also that we can see about and focus on the selflessness of Moses.
在利未記那裡記載了一件事情。
That's recorded in Leviticus chapter 10. It tells us about that particular story.
就是呢阿倫和他的兒子們，他有四個兒子，他們剛剛上任。
And so Aaron has actually four sons. So this is a story of regarding two sons who was making offering to God.
他們剛剛上任，他們剛剛開始来到在圣殿里面服侍。
And they had just started their service in the temple of God.
不知道阿伦其中那两个仔是因为不懂规矩还是不记得或者其他的原因犯了错误。
We're not quite sure, but it records for us specifically about these two sons of Aaron who, for whatever reason, is it because they didn't know any better? They just were... They were confused, they forgot, they did something that was wrong, which is to offer strange fire.
咁佢哋冇照着神嗰个嘅规矩吩咐嚟到献上燔祭，喺用燔火嚟到喺坛上面烧。
And so, in the course of making an offering to the Lord, it says they're offered up strange fire.
圣经说, 是耶和华没吩咐他们的。
It's very clear, though, the scripture tells us that this is what God Jehovah did not command them to do.
那个结果呢, 就是有火从耶和华面前出来, 将他们焚烧, 将他们烧死在耶和华的面前。
Well, what was the end result of that? The end result is that fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them.
弟兄姐妹, 如果你两个仔刚死了, 你的心情是怎样的?
Brothers and sisters, if you were put in that situation and two of your children died, what would be in your heart?
啊? 没感觉啊?
Would it be, well, whatever, and then have no feeling about it?
你都会很伤痛的,是吧?
You will be...
会不会伤心啊? 会不会啊? 会不会啊?
Will you have heartache?
没表情啊,
right?
大家。
Doesn't seem like you guys are responding. But every one of us will have heartache, right?
相信都会。
I'm sure that's natural.
不是两个儿子,你听见有朋友过了身, 你都觉得很不开心啊。
Never mind about two of your sons. Even if you heard the news of two of your friends' children dying, you would feel bad.
摩西呢,是他们的叔来的。
So Moses is the uncle of those two who died.
所以呢,摩西他两个侄死了。
So that means that Moses now heard the news that two of his nephews died.
他的感觉怎么样?
And what did Moses say?
圣经就没说。
Moses, the Bible doesn't record to us
但是呢,
how he felt.
圣经就说, 摩西就对阿伦说,
But the Bible did record a conversation that Moses had with Aaron.
他说这个就是耶和华所说的，我在亲近我的人中间要显为圣，在众民的面前我要得荣耀。
Moses said specifically to Aaron, it is what the Lord has spoken. By those who come near me, I will be treated as holy, and before all the people, I will be honored.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
好像在 摩西这件在这两个人过了身的这件事情上面, 摩西一点的感觉都没有表现出来，好像大家这样。
It seems like Moses was not affected at all by what has transpired. He was emotionless.
他只是说神这样讲的。
All he said was, this is what God had spoken about.
无论哪件事情上面神要得荣耀。
So essentially he's saying, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what has happened,
所以阿伦呢,
ultimately God must be glorified.
所以阿伦呢,都不敢出声哦。
And the Bible also goes on to tell us, so Aaron kept silent.
然后呢,
There's nothing that he could say in response.
摩西怎么做呢?
Then what did Moses do?
之后呢,就吩咐人来将这两个尸体抬走。
He asked others to come and to take away the corpse now, the two bodies.
然后吩咐阿伦和其他两个儿子。
And then commanded for Aaron and his other two sons to come.
不可蓬头散发，也不可撕裂衣服。
Do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes so that you will not die.
这个话, 你作父亲的,
that means you, who is the father, and the two of you who are younger brothers of the ones who died.
你们这些亲属,
for you, close, your family.
不是在那里家属借礼啊，咁样啊，系叫你唔好，好似好悲伤，好似好失落咁样样。
You who are within the family, do not grieve and display a sense of grief.
我哋好多时候安慰人都话：，唉，你唔好咁伤心啦。
Oftentimes when we go to try to comfort someone who has suffered a loss, we say, oh, don't be sad.
啊, 安慰他, 安慰他.
We try to comfort them. We try to give
them
comfort.
但是摩西作为舅父呢, 他都不会,
but Moses, who was the uncle, he did not try to comfort
反而呢,
them.
要吩咐他们, 不要有任何悲哀的样子给人看。
But instead, he says, do not put on a face of mourning.
为什么呢?
Why? Why did he say that?
哇, 你说, 摩西这么没人情味的?
Is it possible that he has no sense of propriety?
啊, 人死了, 你都一点同情心都没有的?
That here was the death that came upon a family and you don't even sympathize with them?
我有一个亲戚啊,
I have a relative.
那时候呢, 他的爸爸刚过身。
His dad, or that person's dad just passed away.
那我作为亲戚, 那我们去探望他。
So we were relatives, so we went to make a house, we visited them at their house.
希望去安慰。
Hoping to bring some comfort to them.
但是去他家之前呢,我们已经是讲清楚了。
Now, prior to us actually getting to their house, we had talked.
讲什么呢? 我们就说, 因为我们是信主的。
We had said, now, well, I want us to make sure we're clear. Now, we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们是不会送花圈。
We will not be sending a wreath to you or for the sake of your dad who just passed away.
于是他很不高兴。
But because of that, he was very unhappy.
认为呢,我们这样做呢,即是不给面子。
That he interpreted that particular stand as being dishonoring to him and his dad.
所以呢,当我们去他家探望他的时候,
So when we actually physically went to the house to visit them,
啊, 他居然不肯出来见我们,
he did not come out to greet us.
躲在房间,
he stayed in his own room.
不出来见我们,
he refused to come out to acknowledge our presence.
哇, 还说你做亲戚的, 这么没人情味的,
and he's actually scolded us, say that, what type of relative are you? You have no sense of family.
你有没有经历过这样的?
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered something like that before?
我想当时不知道有没有人这样议论过摩西。
I don't know. Did someone say that to Moses at that particular time?
也都不知道有没有人这样误会过他。
Has someone misunderstood Moses by taking that same stand?
但是同样的一件事情。
At the same time,
我们是看 他是怎样忠于他的神。
We see the flip side of this, which is how Moses was faithful or true to God.
神明明的话, 他要在人的中间要显为圣的, 他在众民的面前要得荣耀的。
God has stated very clearly that God must receive all glory from his people, that God must be the one that his people honor. And because of that, Moses took it on himself and lived his life exactly with that purpose in mind.
结果无论什么事情发生,
so that means that no matter what happened, circumstantially speaking,
他都是站在神那边,
he still stood on God's side to view every single event that happened.
结果他就吩咐亚伦说不可以有任何的悲哀的表现，因为这个不能够荣耀神。
Because, so that's why he told Aaron and the two brothers, do not have put on a face of mourning, because this is not glorifying to God.
摩西忠于神的自己。
Brothers and sisters, God honored, yeah. I mean, Moses honored God above all else.
不单止在他的利益上面, 亦都喺佢嘅感情，喺佢嘅操作嘅裏面誠然嘅盡忠於神。
He honored God, not just in terms of his emotions, but in every aspect of how he conducted himself. He honored God.
第二點，完全嘅順服。
The second point about Moses is that he had complete obedience.
我哋知道神要藉著摩西呢，將以色列人帶嚟埃及，要進到去迦南地。
We know that overall God intended for Moses to deliver his people, to bring them out from the bondages of Egypt into God's promised land to them.
但係嗰次，當佢哋離開埃及之後兩年。
But it's recorded for us that 2 years after they exited Egypt.
Oh, sorry. 好，咁咧去到近迦南地嘅前面嘅時候。
And so, as the Israelites drew near to the border of the promised land of Canaan,
摩西就打發人去窺探嗰個迦南地。
Moses sent forth spies to spy out the land for them.
摩西話：你哋從南地上去山地。
And Moses told them to go into the Negev and
then
go into the hill countries.
探查一下嗰個地方係點樣樣嘅啦。
And to look and see what the land is like.
但係咧，嗰啲人翻嚟。
But when the people when the spies returned,
佢哋又話嚇嗰個地方係好啊。
The report was that yes, the land is good.
但係咧，喺嗰度住嗰啲人啊，好強壯嘅，好犀利嘅。
But the land is filled with strong and mighty men.
嗰啲嘅人咧，叫做有啲嗰度有個人叫做阿納族嘅人。
And they saw the Anakites there.
咁佢哋咧就因為佢哋咁樣大，即係好大隻嘅嗰啲人，又好威猛嘅。
Because they were giants, and so they were very strongly fortified.
結果佢哋就覺得哇唔好啊。
And so the spies report advice was not to go into the land.
哇，因為嗰啲人好得人驚。
Because the men there are frightening.
哇，甚至乎佢哋話佢食人嘅。
And they said that they will eat up.
結果咧，嗰班人成全會眾都喺度大聲呼喊。
Now, as a result, that influenced the rest of the congregation of Israel, and the Israel lifted up voices and cried and wept.
以色列人向摩西、亞倫發怨言。
And they grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
佢哋又哎呀，我哋要翻去埃及啦。
And they said, "We'd rather return to Egypt."
哎呀，入去呢啲咁嘅地方好得人驚嘅，我唔去。
We don't want to go into that type of a frightening situation. We'd rather go back.
啊，我哋連摩西都唔要啊，要揾一個首領帶我哋翻去。
Forget about Moses. We're going to appoint another leader to lead us back to Egypt.
結果神好嬲。
And that incurred the wrath of God.
聖經話佢神發怒。
And says that God's wrath was incurred.
甚至神話我要將呢班人滅絕。
To a point where God declared, "I will smite them."
但係咧，神話佢要興起摩西佢嘅後裔成為大國，比佢哋更加強壯嘅。
And instead, God declared that He will raise up Moses and his family and his line to become a greater nation, a nation that's greater and mightier than Israel.
但聖經就同我哋講，摩西呢個係拒絕咗。
But Moses sated this anger from God.
摩西拒絕咗神呢一個嘅命令。
God Moses declined to have this come upon them.
啊，整件嘅事情我哋要講乜嘢呢？
So this particular event, what lesson should we learn from it?
摩西因為神嘅嗰一個嘅咁樣嘅提議啊。
Because of God and what God stated,
卻冇因著好似得到好大嘅益處咁樣樣嚟答應神。
Moses did not take advantage of that particular declaration from God and just saw in his head all the benefits that would come upon him and his family.
反為話叫神話，神啊，你千祈唔好。千祈唔好滅住佢哋，亦都千祈唔好咧叫我嘅後裔成為大國，因為咁樣會影響神你嘅榮耀嘅。
Instead, Moses replied, "God, do not do that. Do not make my family a strong and long line of lineage. Because by doing that, that will compromise the honor that's given to God."
神啊，為著你自己。嘅榮耀嘅緣故，我要放低呢個。
And for the sake of the glory of God being that the glory would be given to God, then I'm willing to forsake any stake that I might have.
結果呢，嗰班人係俾神懲罰的。
And so ultimately, though, the people themselves were punished.
但是他们仍然在神的面前不听话。
You would think that would make a difference, but ultimately they still were not obedient.
结果神的惩罚临到他们。
And so God's punishment did come upon them.
神的怒气也都临到他们。
The wrath of God came upon them.
去到一个地步。
To a point.
神要不要他们。
That God dispossessed them.
就是这样的缘故。
And because of that?
所以在申命记那里神说摩西因为这班人的缘故他不可以进入到去迦南地。
In Deuteronomy, it records for us Moses' own statement. He says that for the sake of this, what has happened, that the Lord was angry with me also, and that was on...The Israelites' account, saying that not even I will enter into the promised land.
嗱，呢個第一次，第一件嘅事情，摩西唔可以進入到迦南地，呢個第一件事。
And so this is the first event that we're focusing on. That is that Moses was denied entrance into the promised land.
然後呢，又有第二次。
And then there was a second event.
就是呢因為會眾沒水飲。
And they came, they've been traveling and they were without water.
咁其實呢個沒水飲呢唔止一次嘅啦，但係今一次係特別。
Now, this has occurred several times during their wandering in the wilderness, but here there was something unique about this particular occurrence.
啊，嗰次百姓又係咁樣樣起嚟聚集攻擊摩西同埋亞倫。
And so again,the people grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
他们不仅只说就这样闹下发下怨言啊。
Not only though, did they just verbally grumble against Moses and Aaron?
在那里百姓向摩西争斗。
But more specifically, the Bible tells us that the people contended with Moses and Aaron.
在那个 King James 的那个翻译里面用一个特别的字。
In the King James translation, they use a very unique vocabulary.
我查考他那个意思呢就是几乎是动粗的。
Chode means that they came to blows.
Yeah, 就多过一个就是这样吵吵争闹。
So it's not just a verbal sparring.
不过无论如何这一班人在神的面前因为没水喝而向摩西争斗。
But no matter what, we would just say that for certain they contended with Moses because there was no water to drink.
结果神就说
And so then God said,
你就好像上一次这样去吩咐这个磐石等水出来啦。
And so God says, just like before, go to the rock and command that water come forth from the rock.
但係嗰一次摩西卻做咗一件唔係準確嘅事情。
But then Moses went forth and did something that was not right.
神吩叫佢吩咐石磐石發出水嚟，但係摩西就用嗰個杖咧打咗敲咗兩下。
God told Moses to go and speak and have that water would come forth from the rock. But in Moses' own anger, he took his staff and struck the rock twice.
因為咁樣嘅緣故，神嘅榮耀，神就唔得著榮耀。
And that action took away glory from God.
所以神就話，你講咗一啲急躁嘅説話。
And so God says that you have spoken erroneously.
所以喺詩篇106篇嗰度就講到啦。
And it tells that to us in Psalm 106.
點解神要發怒呢？
Why did God get angry?
因為嗰班百姓喺度嘈吵。
Because the people, the Israelites, were grumbling.
甚至呢件事情連累到摩西，亦都受虧損。
And it also compromised Moses as part of the process.
聖經好清楚嘅話，因為佢哋惹動咗摩西嘅靈。
It says that they provoked him. The Bible is very clear.
以至到咧，摩西用講咗急躁嘅説話。
And so he spoke without thinking.
啊，其實好多時候我哋都會係有一個咁樣嘅落個咁樣嘅情況。
Sometimes we can find ourselves in that exact same
situation. 尤其是嗰啲唔係幾識講嘢嘅人。
Especially those who are not somewhat eloquent.
好似我咁樣樣，我有時候咧急起上嚟亂講嘢。
Just like me, when I'm provoked or when I get angry, I say things that I don't necessarily mean.
都唔係 angry 嘅，就急起上嚟啊。
I would hastily say something that I don't mean.
結果呢，就得罪人，得罪人多啦。
After I said it, the end result is that I've hurt someone.
摩西嗰次係咁樣。
And so that's what happened there with Moses.
所以神就話，因為摩西咁樣嘅緣故，佢唔可以進入到去神嘅嗰個迦南地。
But as a consequence, God's declaration was very clear that Moses would not qualify to enter into the promised land.
兄弟们，这两件事情。
So for those two specific incidences,
一次是因为没水喝，那些人发怨言。
One, because there was no water to drink and the people provoked him.
以至到呢，摩西呢，就讲了急躁的说话。
And so that Moses stated something impulsively.
另外那一次呢，就是神要他们进入到迦南地，但他们因为看到人那个的恐惧，于是呢他就拒绝了神那个的要求。
And the second incident that caused Moses not to qualify was that incident where at the border of the Canaan that the Israelites saw the people for the sake of the greatness of the people that were there, that they refused to go into the promised land.
結果神話，你唔可以進入去呢個嘅應許地。
And on account of these specific instances, God stated that Moses was not going to be qualified.
我一直喺嗰度喺度諗啦，如果你係摩西嘅話。
So I've thought about this. If I was Moses, if you were Moses,
你的反应是什么呢?
What would your response be when God gave this judgment?
你用了你的一生的时间来做那一件的事情，就是要进入去迦南地嘛。
Now, you spent almost your entire life, your latter lifetime, to lead the people out with that specific goal in mind, which is to lead them into the promised land.
但是呢，现在临到去门口了，然后神说，啊，你不进得去。
Now, we were at a point where you're right at the door, and they were about to enter the promised land, and now God passed the judgment to say that you don't qualify to enter into the promised land.
你会唔会话神啊？有冇搞错啊
？What would your response be? Would you say to God, "Are you kidding, God?"
其实唔系我嘅错噃。
I'm not the one that's wrong.
系佢哋班友乱咁嚟，激嬲咗神。
They were the one that provoked God.
系佢哋呢班人唔肯听你嘅话。而做出呢啲咁样嘅动作。
There was this group of people that were disobedient and that did all these things that,、that were wrong.
所以佢哋闯出嚟嘅祸，今日要我去承担啊。
Now the woe that is a result of their actions has now fallen upon me.
公唔公平啊
？Is that even fair？
你会唔会呢？喺嗰时候，咁我要去抗议啦，啊，出街游行啦。
Would you say, I need to take a walk. I'm going to the wilderness.
No. 抗议 protest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I protest.
会你会不会啊?
Would you protest?
不关我事哦。
It's not me.
点解要罚我呢?
How come I have to bear the brunt of it?
哇,这个这样很不公平啊。
It's very unfair.
这样很不着数啊。
It's certainly, not worth it.
因为我用咗我一生嘅时间嚟做呢件事情，如今我得唔到好嘅结果。
To get to this point, to fulfill this particular goal, and I'm right at the door, and now I can't get the results.
弟兄姊妹，如果系我咧，我就而家辞职啦。
If it was me, I would resign right then and there.
啊，你会踢爆啦吓，而家梗系。
Right? You would just say, I quit.
因为我一生尽忠职守，却冇晒功劳。
That I expended my time and energy throughout my whole life, and yet it is for naught.
我哋会咁样样。
We may respond that way.
我会咁样样。
For sure, I would respond.
我唔知道你会唔会。
I don't know about you, how you would respond.
我会咁样样。
I would respond that way.
但系摩西有冇咧
？But did Moses respond that way?
摩西呢曾经求过神。
Moses did plead to God。
生命记嗰度话，我曾经恳求过耶和华嘅。
Because Deuteronomy tells us that I also pleaded with the Lord at that time。
佢话求神容许我过去啦。
And asked the Lord would forgive to overlook it and allow me to。
系有错误。
Yes, I may have a part in the wrong.
但系呢啲同神嗰个伟大嚟讲，呢个系其实好小事啫。
But in the grand scheme of God's greatness, this is a very minor infraction.
Yeah, 求你容我过去。
May you have mercy and allow me to go in.
摩西真系咁样又喺求神来收回成命嘅。
So Moses did plead with the Lord Jehovah.
但系二十六节三章二十六节话，但耶和华因为你哋嘅缘故向我发怒，唔允许我话罢了，你唔好再同我提呢件事情。
But it's recorded to us what the answer was, which is recorded in verse 26. It says, "But the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me."
语气当中咧，好似话摩西曾经恳求过，而家又嚟再讲一次，又嚟求一次，所以神话。啊，唔好再提啦吓。
So from the response at the latter portion of verse 26, it gives us a sense that this is not the first time that Moses broached this subject with God, but rather this is repeated. And so now God's response to Moses was, "Enough, speak to me no more of this matter."
所以结果摩西就再唔系为呢件事情嚟到要求。
And as such.Moses no longer posed the same plea to God.
摩西原来就系咁样咧，默默嘅接受神喺佢身上边嘅安排，冇一句嘅怨言。
And instead, Moses received and accepted the judgment from God to accept his fate without murmuring or grumbling.
最可贵嘅就系。
And then more precious than that.
嗰一次神话你哋唔可以再进入去迦南 地嘅时候，系发生喺佢哋刚离开埃及之后嘅第二年。
This event where the first time where the event caused Moses to lose out on this qualification to enter the land was 2 years after they had exited Egypt.
如果摩西嗰阵时踢爆唔捞咧，以后仲有40年嘅旷野嘅路要走嘅，就唔知道边个大嘅。
If Moses at that particular time, out of his own personal anger, quit and stepped down from leading them, that meant that there would have been another set of years, up to 40 years, wherein someone else would have to lead.
但係摩西冇咁樣做。
But Moses did not step away.
佢仍然嘅繼續嘅嚟帶住呢班人。走以後嗰四十年嘅時間。
Even though that event happened, Moses continued on to follow God's lead and led the people for the next 40 years.
38 years.
咁
所以我哋就睇見，從呢一點嘅上面，我哋就睇見摩西喺神嘅全家聖言盡忠嘅意思。
And that's why we're able to say that out of in God's household, it was Moses and Moses alone who was found faithful.
所以佢整个嘅人，弟兄姊妹，从呢啲事情上边，我哋睇见佢整个嘅人从里到外都充满咗神自己。
So we see from the beginning to the end that he focused and was filled with God and God alone.
正如我哋嘅主
，just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以去到第三点。
So that's, now we come to the third point.
大家都知道当主12岁嘅时候所发生嘅一个事情。
Our brothers and sisters already know of the story of Jesus when he was 12.
就係呢佢哋全家上去耶路撒冷嚟献祭。
That as a household, they went to Jerusalem.
之后佢哋
就
返屋企。
And so then they returned home.
但係呢耶稣冇跟住佢父母一齐翻。
But on the very beginning of the journey, Jesus did not accompany.
耶稣却留喺圣殿嘅里边。
Instead, Jesus stayed at the temple.
结果佢妈妈嚟揾佢嘅时候，佢就话：点解要揾我咧？岂唔知道我应该以我父嘅事为念么？咁样样。
And so it wasn't until Mary came back from the middle of the journey, came back to look for him. Then she found him in the temple, and then he said to Mary, or to them, why is it that you have come to look for me? Did you not know that I should be about my father's business?
我们的主在他的一生在地上面的日子里面，他里头有的是父的事情。
We know that for our Lord Jesus Christ, during the entirety of his life here on earth, anything that was in his heart was focused on God alone.
摩西喺佢嘅在世嘅日子嘅里边。
And then similarly for Moses throughout his life.
喺佢嘅服侍嘅路程嘅上边。
And along the path of service to God,
都系满咗主嘅事。
Was occupied solely with God's business.
都系以我嘅父嘅事为念。
Is that focus solely on the fulfillment of God's business.
以至到今日神嘅话，话佢系一个喺神嘅全家诚然尽忠嘅人。
And that is the reason why God is able to declare that in all of his house that Moses is found to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹，呢一个系摩西一个服侍嘅态度，服侍神嘅态度。
This is the attitude of Moses who was indeed the servant of God.
同樣的就是這個態度亦都應該在你我的身上。
And this attitude should also be in us.
我知道不是一件容易的事情。
Now it's not an easy thing.
但是我們有沒有一個這樣的意念?
But do we have that type of understanding?
就是說我們要來服侍神。
Do we have that thought to say, I want to serve God this way?
摩西的一生沒有貪圖過世上的虛榮。
Moses, throughout his life, did not try to acquire or was attracted to the things, the brilliance and the things of this earth.
亦都冇貪求個屬靈嘅虛榮。
He also did not ask for and plead for heavenly treasures.
Spiritual 嘅
虛榮。
個虛榮。
Spiritual
glory.
Glory.
Spiritual glory. 只係全心全意嘅喺神嘅全家盡忠嘅。
Rather, he was satisfied only to be within the household of God, to serve God as God sees fit.
全然盡忠。雖然喺世界嘅日子，佢係受過委屈。
And so, and then to be faithful in what the Lord provided for him as a vision. So yes, he suffers some people misunderstanding him.
佢任勞任怨過。
But he allowed that to all come to pass.
但係佢嗰服侍嘅年日。
But all during the days of his service.
的確係有永恆嘅價值嘅。
There was eternal value in his service.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，雖然我哋今日。你唔會有好似摩西咁樣嘅咁嘅機會去帶以色列人出埃及入迦南。
No, none of us will have the opportunity to be like Moses to lead his people, God's people out from the land of Egypt.
但係一定會有機會呢，你可以領人歸主。
But there will definitely be opportunities for each one of us to bring non-Christians into the household of God.
你亦都一定有機會呢，要去走呢條十字架嘅路。
And you will definitely have opportunities to walk the way of the cross.
你更有機會去服侍神。
And you will definitely have opportunities to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，或者我哋做完好多嘅嘢都得唔到尊重。
Maybe after we've done so many things that we still have not earned,
甚至受委屈
，acclaim from others.Maybe you're still going to be misunderstood.
甚至乎你被輕視。
Maybe you will be despised.
但弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我哋一定要好似摩西咁樣。
But we have to be like Moses.
謙卑。
To be selfless.
盡忠喺神嘅面前。
Totally obedient.
我哋相信，我哋存著咁樣嘅心志，存著咁樣嘅態度嚟到做人，我哋必定得咗神嘅紀念。
If we uphold this attitude and this outlook as we continue to serve God, as we walk this path, we will be honored by God. Let's pray.
主耶穌，我哋感謝你。
Lord, we thank you.
藉著摩西嘅一生嘅故事。
For the story that of the life of Moses.
主啊，叫我哋睇見，主啊，服侍你嘅原則。
We recognize and understand the principles of service.
亦都讓我哋睇見服侍嘅榜樣。
May we see the example that is set before us of a
faithful servant. 我哋又求主喺我哋嘅裏邊俾我哋一個愛慕嘅心。
So may we have that yearning in our hearts, a love.
啊，讓我哋嘅所作所為
，that all that we do, all that we are,
都能夠合乎你嘅心意。
May be found pleasing.
我哋呢个人成为咗你所喜悦嘅。
And that we would be found pleasing in your sight.
啊，又叫你个名因着咁样嚟得荣耀。
And in so doing, that we will bring glory to your name.
求主恩待我哋。
May you deal kindly with us.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.